It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Royzen, MD.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Arthur Perry will check in at 34 past the hour with Straight Talk from the Docs. We reserve this time of the show every week for Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist. Hey, what's toxic, what's not? Hey, Dr. G, don't eat the yellow snow.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not even talking about eating it. I'm talking about what you ski on it.
Remember that when we were kids, though? Don't eat the yellow snow, right?
Right. Well, this is also just don't eat it, and also should you ski on it is a question, because this Arizona ski resort, where water is a little bit more precious out west, this Arizona ski resort decided to apply for using sewage plant effluent, and the state of Arizona gave them permission to do that, to pump that up into the mountain and make snow out of basically treated sewage. And when they got the permissions, the studies were done, and then when it came out of the jets, it was yellow. They've got an accumulation now of yellow snow up on this mountain in Arizona where people are supposed to be downhill skiing. I mean, talk about an ick factor.
And what do you do if you fall in it?
Yeah.
How good was this? How good was the treatment? How good was the treatment?
Yeah, well, we know the bacterial level coming out of sewage plants is under control to a degree, but it's not zero. It's not, you know, what you would want to be drinking, obviously, or getting all covered all over your body. So an interesting decision. They didn't think it was going to come out yellow. And the fact that it is yellow has a lot of head scratching.
Have they stopped? Have they stopped doing it?
Well, it's on the ground. What are you going to do? Like put red dye in the next batch and cover it with red? I don't know.
Yeah. Awful.
Well, couldn't you cover it with white in the next batch?
Yeah, but if it's white, then it's just going to be yellow again if they get it from the same place.
Crazy. Now, Dr. Mike wants to make a hit on the global mercury emission story, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, we being the United States, Canada, Mexico, we had a North American treaty to cut down on global emissions from our products, from our waste, and we have seen in the environment levels of mercury in fish and in sediment going down over the last 40 years because of some of these agreements reached in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Well, now the trend is going in the opposite direction, and mercury emissions are going up from two factors. One is people are burning, third world countries in China are burning a lot of coal. It's cheap, it's local, and so they're mining coal, they're burning coal. Coal has fairly high levels of mercury. So the global mercury cycle is now increasing from coal production as well as gold. And now what does mercury have to do with the price of gold? Actually, quite a lot, because with increasing gold prices, there's much more gold mining. And the way that these little local mom-and-pop shops are getting gold out of rivers in places like Africa is through mercury. Mercury binds up the gold in the silt, and it actually then you could purify the gold back out by burning off the mercury. And so there's airborne mercury emissions.
You got too complex for me, Gary.
Okay.
So mercury binds the gold, and that's how you get the gold.
Right.
Then so it's some separation, must be
right.
Some furnace process that
right.
separates the gold from the mercury, and you inhale the mercury.
Right. Well, the mercury goes up into the atmosphere and adds to the global burden of mercury, which ends up in our fish. So in terms of understanding whether the future we're going to have more fish advisories, if we're going to have to worried about different kinds of fish that are now okay, maybe the only thing that would be safe to eat in a worst-case scenario would be farmed fish, and even they would be more... So, you know, if things keep heading in the direction that they are, mercury in fish is going to become a bigger problem.
Well, but now how do we avoid that?
Well, interestingly enough, the Environmental Protection Agency has gone overseas because this type of mercury production is not happening in the United States, and EPA has developed a method to capture the mercury and recycle it and making these gold operations pricier. But if we could convince these local mom-and-pop small producers to switch over to the EPA method, I've seen statistics, they could capture 80% or more of the mercury. So that's something that these other governments...
So our prediction is, if you will, Gary, is that mercury, if you will, toxicity, which is a neurologic problem, both peripheral, not feeling, sensing as well, not having as fine motor skills, and the mental fog that mercury gives is going to become more common. Is that likely to, in other words, is that prediction likely to be met, and what do we do to protect ourselves? Because we can't, you know, not avoid breathing. So do just avoid fish that have, monitor the fish closely so we don't have fish with mercury in them? How do we do this?
Yeah, exactly. If this trend continues and we see mercury levels rising in fish, it's going to be really important for state governments, federal government, FDA, to sample, be really diligent in sampling a lot of fish, monitoring the trends, and finding out which species are the cleanest and still have omega-3s. So it's that whole risk-benefit ratio. And higher mercury levels means more risk. So it's going to be more vigilance, more testing, and more advisories. The whole idea with controlling mercury emissions in the global cycle is that we've been able to relax some of the mercury fish advisories in recent years, but that seems to be not the future direction. Anyway, let's not be pessimistic, and let's believe that some of these controls can go into place.
All right, Gary, in 2 minutes before the break, talk about the story about secondhand smoke exposure, what it might do now.
Yes, exactly. Well, the information about secondhand smoke increasing respiratory problems and increasing heart disease when you're exposed chronically, that we've known that literature. It's a very believable literature. Now, what is a bit surprising is that people who are around smokers and are breathing in that secondhand smoke, they have a higher rate of dementia, and they were never smokers themselves, and getting Alzheimer's and senile dementia is the causes for that have been sought for many years, and this could be the first clear environmental link to dementia. And the problem is that there's so many different ingredients in smoke. It could be the nicotine, and in fact, cigarette smoke makes Parkinson's disease better. Smokers have a lower rate of Parkinson's disease, and so we know there's something nervous system oriented, neurological, that cigarette smoke is doing, and it looks like it is increasing the odds of Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and another reason to stay away from it. Smokers get it, and even the sidestream smokers get the increased risk of dementia.
Okay. You can fit this one in very quickly. French fries during pregnancy, would you recommend it or not?
Well, the obvious concern people may think is that not only would mom grow too much weight, but so would the infant, and you'd end up with a newborn that was obese from the French fries.
Oh.
That's not going to happen. But I wouldn't follow that craving because it may lead to your obesity later in life. Mm-hmm. From the baby having a different set point when it was born to gain more weight later. New data is out showing a connection between French fries and specifically a chemical in French fries, acrylamide, and a lower birth weight.
All right. Leave it there. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. This is a more than interesting website. Straight talk from the docs coming up. Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike Roizen here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Mike Roizen, don't forget the Real Age Tip of the Week, hour number 2, come up in about 20 minutes.